Louis DiBiase.
Wentz, man 5 and 1, spins away, under pressure, still on his feet. Now he fires downfield, and it's caught by Nelson Aguilar for an Eagles touchdown.
Geno Camilleri.
Going for it all into the end zone, and it is caught. Alshon Jeffrey for the touchdown.
You are listening to the Locked On Eagles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Eagles. My name is Louis DiBiase alongside Geno Camilleri. We are recapping the NFL trade deadline on this Tuesday edition of the show, recapping the trade the Philadelphia Eagles made for wide receiver Golden Tate. Geno, how you doing, man? An exciting NFL trade deadline. Howie did it. And it was something, look, we've been talking about for weeks now. We've been speculating about LeSean McCoy and DeSean Jackson and Le'Veon Bell. And it wasn't one of the names we expected or have talked about in recent shows. But the Eagles make a trade for Golden Tate. And look, the NFL trade deadline, we're going to get into it later. It was exciting for the first time in really ever that I can imagine, and we were expecting that. We were expecting a chaotic trade deadline, and the Eagles were involved in it, and that's really all we were asking after that win against the Jaguars to get to 4-4. We were expecting them to be buyers, and they were, and they might have got the most impactful player on the field right now out of all the trades that were made today.
Yeah, I tweeted out today that people always ask you, like, where were you during this event, yada yada. I always remember where I am. It's this weird thing. During the trade deadline, I remember 2 years ago.
See, I'm kind of like that for trades, though. Like, I still remember where I was when Bradford and Foles got.
It's one of those
that
things.
That trade happened, yeah.
I remember 2 years ago, I was running on the treadmill at the end of the trade deadline in 2016 when Torrey Smith
NFL?
Was
okay,
the big name.
Yeah.
No, I know all NHL, yeah, too, yeah, but yeah. We'll focus on the NFL. But, yeah, 2 years ago, Torrey Smith was the big name, didn't get moved. Then last year, I remember getting to work, opening my laptop, and we got Ajayi first thing in the morning. Then today, I didn't miss a tweet all day, and I had a meeting at work. From the time I closed my laptop to leave the meeting to get back down to my office, they made the trade. And I didn't miss a tweet all day until then. So I mushed them into getting Golden Tate. Huge, huge, huge
move. I
thought
it was a great
move. Like you said, I think it's the most impactful move, maybe outside of Demaryius Thomas. But I like what Golden Tate brings to this team in this division, a division that isn't the strongest in the secondaries in Dallas and Washington. I know they acquired Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, but when you have a rookie QB as good as Carson Wentz, the more weapons, the better. I think this is – I could not complain about this move at all.
I look, there is just everything about it I like, and there's some people that are picky about it because he primarily plays in the slot, because it was a third-round pick, because he's a free agent next year. A lot of people, when you just look at it just like that, you just read that Golden Tate's a slot receiver, you read that what they gave up for him, you look at his contract, there you can kind of formulate an opinion that, to me, is kind of irresponsible, because when you look at everything about this trade, it makes so much sense.
Too much
and
sense.
Just for right now, I love that Howie Roseman not only believes in this season, because me and you have been talking about it, until the Eagles get eliminated from playoff contention, this team's going to keep getting the benefit of the doubt, and we're going to keep waiting for this team to eventually rip off a big run and make the playoffs and hopefully make a run in the playoffs, because you've seen it a couple plays away from the Eagles right now being 6-2. So clearly it was awesome that you saw the confidence that Howie Roseman instilled in this team by going out and trading for a Golden Tate, because if he doesn't go out and get anybody, that's kind of telling to your team, like, we don't think we should go all in on this season, because we don't think this season is worth investing draft picks into and bringing in different players. But Golden Tate, look, I was the guy that was all in on running backs. I was all in on Le'Veon or LeSean McCoy or whoever they could bring in, because right now they're running with Josh Adams and Wendell Smallwood primarily, and Corey Clement sprinkled in there. But now I'm just starting to think, with how good Carson Wentz is playing, and now you add two go along, Zach Ertz, Alshon Jeffrey, Nelson Aguilar, Dallas Goedert, you have Golden Tate, a guy that fills a need that the Eagles don't have, and that's that run after the catchability. The Eagles do not have that guy right now. In a stat that I saw on Twitter, Golden Tate ranks second among NFL wide receivers in yards after the catch per reception with 6.4. just behind Sammy Watkins. And since 2010, Golden Tate leads the NFL in yards after the catch with 3,910, and his 581 receptions are the ninth highest total in the league. So this isn't just some random guy we're getting.
He's a stud.
This is a player that the past four seasons has surpassed 90 receptions. Only one other player has done that at wide receiver, and it's Antonio Brown. So you're adding this weapon to a passing game that already has been moving up and down the field at will.
Mm-hmm.
And this is gonna make their red zone inefficiencies, to me, a lot better too. This is a weapon, again, that when he gets the ball in his hands and he goes, he is extremely one of the most dangerous in the league, if not the best at it as a wide receiver. And that's the one thing the Eagles, look, they just don't have. Zach Ertz's strengths, Alshon Jeffrey's strengths, even Nelson Agholor is the best run after the catch player the Eagles have right now. But Dallas Goedert, even your running backs with Josh Adams and Wendell Smallwood and Corey Clement, none of those guys are, when they have the ball in their hands, everyone's like, oh no, he could rip this to the house. Mm-hmm. And that's what Golden Tate brings to this team.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's the one element that you would have liked to see out of Nelson Agholor. And I think the coaching staff and the front office really hoped that he would develop into it. You've seen flashes of it, but you haven't seen it consistently like a Golden Tate has.
Right.
If you just look at the highlights from this year alone, he's electric. Against the Cowboys, who, thank God we play them after the bye, because he went for 150 and two touchdowns. He played out of his mind, and he's great in yards after the carry. And we always talk about no yak Zach and Zach Ertz, that every time he gets hit, he doesn't get any yards after the catch.
Yep.
This is a guy, he's not a home run hitter like we would have liked to see in like a Robbie Anderson or DeSean Jackson, but he brings an element to this offense that you have not seen. I can see this offense right now being a lot like New England, because they don't have all-star running backs,
right,
and they don't have a top-end home run hitting wide receiver. They have very good wide receivers that work in short to intermediate areas, which Golden Tate, Alshon Jeffrey, and Nelson Agholor all excel at. They have a good tight end, which we have as well. We have two of them. And we have running backs that can get the job done when they have space. How are you going to game plan as a defensive coordinator with those three stud wide receivers? Toss a Jordan Matthews in there as well.
The best fourth wide receiver in the NFL
right now. Yeah,
right?
Arguably.
I mean, he's coming off almost a 100-yard receiving game. He had 93 yards last week.
That's the thing. This move makes every single person better. Like, it opens up the field, not long ways, but wide. Now you get guys out wide. You can get your running game open a little more. They can't bring down as many guys in the box.
Well, you're going to want the corners. Sometimes they're going to want to come closer to the line of scrimmage, too, watching guys like Golden Tate. And I think that's going to open up more stuff
for everybody.
Alshon and Ertz and Agholor, who now Agholor we can use more down the field. Because what did me and you talk about last week was Agholor right now, the way Peterson's using him is kind of the way we're going to want him to use Golden Tate, where they're getting him the ball behind the line of scrimmage, design set plays for Agholor to get him running with the ball in his hand. Now they're going to use that with Golden Tate, and then Agholor can be a guy that should be used more down the field like he was last year. When you're talking about all
the
home run hits
last
year, it was Nelson Agholor. So I think Tate does so much, not only for Carson Wentz, who again is playing like an MVP so far this season. And the fact that you're going to give him Golden Tate now is scary to think about. But he's going to do stuff, again, he's going to open stuff up for Alshon, for Agholor, and for Ertz. And he can play on the outside. He can play on the inside. You saw that big touchdown he ripped off against the Cowboys this year. That was on the outside. So I'm not concerned with, oh, is Agholor going to play inside and out? There's going to be times where both of them are split inside.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Zach Ertz or Goddard on the outside with Alshon Jeffrey, right? Or there's going to be – I can't wait to see what Doug Peterson does with this now. Howie Roseman just gave him another weapon to build around Wentz, and just the creativity now you can get with this personnel. Because, yeah, like we just said, you don't have that signature home run hitter like we were expecting maybe with a Robbie Anderson trade or a DeSean Jackson. But you do have more potential explosive plays now with Golden Tate. You don't have to hit a 70-yard home run deep ball to make big explosive plays. I mean, you're going to get a lot more 20-plus yard plays now with Golden Tate, because he's going to do that with the ball in his hands after he catches a 10-yard, you know, a 10-yard crosser over the middle or an out route. He's going to have that ability now to rip off another 30 yards off of that, where with Alshon and Ertz, you're not really expecting that. So to me, just for right now, I love it. Be like the Chiefs. Be like the Rams. Keep building around your young quarterback that's an absolute star and not get complacent with it. And this isn't your 2016 Eagles weapons anymore. Since that season, Howie Roseman, I love it. He's been so committed to building around Carson Wentz and continuing to max out Carson Wentz. And that, again, is what this is all about.
I think every point you made there is spot on, because that's what you have to do in this situation.
Just don't be satisfied. Keep adding weapons.
You can't. And a lot of people said, yes, a third-round pick is a lot. But go back in history and look at third-round picks. It's not a surefire rate at all. And people forget they traded back, grabbed another second. They're going to get another fourth as
right.
a comp pick.
That's the big part.
They still have around 10 picks. Look at the Rams. They traded everything they have. They are very, very limited in the amount of cap space they have, the amount of draft picks they have.
Right.
If they don't win it this year, they are struggling.
They've been
the
irresponsibly
Eagles,
aggressive, where I feel like we've been more innovative with it. We found ways to add talent, but
there's
yet
a lot
still
of balance.
Screwed. Like we moved out of the first round last year and we collected that extra second
and got
round
Dallas Goedert.
So, yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a great move for now. And who knows if Golden Tate, maybe they can extend them. That's what we're going to get into next, is kind of the future ramifications of this deal, because right now, me and you both agree, this makes perfect sense. I was someone that wanted a running back, but like with how good this passing game is going to be now, who cares? This passing game now is going to open up stuff for Josh Adams and for when Sproles comes back eventually. And
yeah,
I'm expecting Clement still to get going this year.
I imagine a lot of formations like New England ran yesterday against the Bills with Cordarrelle Patterson. You saw that. They had who they
They're
dressed.
Playing him
Kenyon,
back
but, yeah,
the time.
They'll put him in the backfield. Imagine that. You put him in the backfield. You have Clement.
Yeah, imagine putting Tate next to Carson Wentz.
Or even in a three-back set or two-back set, you have Tate out wide. You don't know what's going to happen with him.
I'm getting a triple option.
There's so many elements that you can add to this offense that don't make it predictable. You know that Alshon's going to run a 15-yard route every single time.
Mm-hmm.
You know Nelson's going to be the underneath route. You know Jordan's going to try and get a cross across the middle. You know Zach Ertz is going to sit. Where's Golden Tate going to go?
Right.
You have no idea. And I think this is just, it opens up so much more potential. Yes, you could have gotten a running back, but they apparently like what they have right now. If Josh Adams continues to grow into his own, you can just have that running back by committee and just, you know, you have a stud quarterback, top five quarterback
right.
in the league right now, MVP type quarterback.
And you're going to be able
let
to
him
a running
throw
back.
The ball.
You're going to have to add a running back eventually, whether it's in the draft or free agency next year, trying to get maybe a Tevin Coleman type.
Yeah.
But I'm all in on trying to max out the passing game right now with how the rules have changed in the NFL and with how the passing game has gone this
mm-hmm.
year. I love the move. Let's take a quick break here on the Lockdown Eagles podcast. When we come back, we'll keep talking about this Golden Tate trade. He's coming over to the Philadelphia Eagles for a third-round pick, so we're going to get into that, the future ramifications of this deal with his contract and how this could impact, you know, the other free agents with the Eagles this year. So we're going to get into all of that next. This is the Locked On Eagles podcast brought to you by Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats, an online event ticket marketplace dedicated to providing fans of live entertainment with experiences that last a lifetime. With Vivid Seats, listeners can watch their favorite teams and artists perform in person. Vivid Seats helps fans find their seats to any of their favorite live events, including sports, concerts, theaters, and more. And they offer great prices and an easy purchasing experience. With the podcast code Locked On, that's LOCKEDON, listeners can receive $20 off orders of $200 or more if they are a first-time customer of Vivid Seats. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Enter the promo code Locked On to receive $20 off orders of $200 or more if you are a new customer with Vivid Seats. All Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by a 100% guarantee, and we thank them for sponsoring the Locked On Eagles podcast today. All right, everybody, welcome back to Locked On Eagles. Louis DiBiase and Gino Camilleri recapping the NFL trade deadline, specifically the Eagles making a trade for wide receiver Golden Tate, who Gino right now, we talked about it, he is one of the more underrated receivers in football. The numbers he puts up, like, no one talks, and he's in Detroit.
Phenomenal.
He was in Detroit, so not a lot of people talk about the Lions, but he quietly ripped off four straight years of 90 receptions and consistent 1,000-yard seasons. You look at it last year, 1,000 yards. The year before, 1,000 yards. 800 in 2015. But then before that, in 2014, his first season with Detroit, he had a 1,300-yard season. And then his last year in Seattle, he had 900 yards and an offense that barely really threw the football.
Mm-hmm.
So he just quietly has been a number one wide receiver for the past five seasons, if not more. And now you're adding him to be what? Your third option now in this offense, passing wise, or fourth maybe. I mean, I'm not the first option.
Yeah, for all
or your top option with Carson Wentz. So the fact that you were able to add him for a third round pick, and it's not even really that it's a third round pick when you think about it, because compensatory picks have allowed teams to be more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it makes for a much, much more entertaining trade deadline and more front office activity. The Eagles, really, you have two options here. If you bring in Golden Tate, you're going to get him for at least the entire rest of the season and do a playoff run, which would be huge to have him on this team. If you don't re-sign him next year because he is an unrestricted free agent, you get a compensatory pick back in 2020,
mm-hmm.
which could be either Daniel Jeremiah said it could be a third, more expected to be probably likely a fourth round pick. So you're moving down a few spots and just pushing the pick back one more year for a half of a season at the least of Golden Tate. And to me, that is extremely worth it. And I think, again, I love that Howie Roseman just stays aggressive and isn't afraid to get rid of draft picks. And I'm not going to say get rid of draft picks, but move them for these kind of players that can help you win right now and even into the future. I mean, Golden Tate he's shown no signs of slowing down. He's 30 years old, but you know, I was in on trading for a 32-year-old DeSean Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they got Golden Tate now, and you get maybe a compensatory pick back next year, or you re-sign him. He only has a $6.2 million salary cap hit right now this year. Only 3.5 that the Eagles are going to take on when they bring him in. So even if you want to extend him next year, it's not like this guy's going to totally cost you from signing other free agents. So to me, it makes so much sense. And again, people like to look at it just in a very broad spectrum where it's, oh, they give up a third round pick for a rental player that's 30 years old, and he's the same player as Nelson Aguilar. It's just simply not true.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people saying that, and people put too much stock into the third round pick and picks in general. And
again, they have 2 seconds, so they still have 3 picks in the first 2 rounds.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. If you really want to get a better grip on how much a third round pick means, just go back 3 years and look at how many third round picks are still on teams, still even in the NFL. Right. It's not surefire. They're not surefire commodities. You're not trading one for one. You're trading one for a mystery box, basically. You're getting a known commodity in Golden Tate, a guy who leads the league in yards after catch since 2016 and even since 2010 when he came into the league. He's a dynamic playmaker that you're adding to an already dynamic offense. Carson is on a rookie deal. Bring these guys in. Do exactly what Howie Roseman is doing. You look at the Redskins, they just brought in HaHa Clinton Dix. You need somebody that can open up that secondary, because that's your main competition right now. The Rams are all in. They got Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib. They have a stud secondary. The Vikings have a stud secondary. What's the way to beat those stud secondaries? Weapons.
Right.
And they got weapons.
And there are so many different types of weapons.
Yeah.
That's the problem. You can't just... Now you have to worry about this run after the catch player with your huge tight ends and your big-time wide receiver in Alshon Jeffrey, and now your deep threat in Nelson Aguilar, who can use more in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it adds just another level of danger to this offense that, to me, is bigger than adding, what, a Carlos Hyde. Say they made a trade for Carlos Hyde at running back. I was someone that wanted them to be able to go to a proven running back this year, but not as much as taking this passing game to another level. It'd be really hard for me to dispute going for Golden Tate instead of someone like LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, I think running backs, I just find it so hard to trade high draft picks for him. Like, it's tough, especially a LeSean McCoy. The Bills,
if it's a Le'Veon Bell type, yes, the elite different. It makes sense. But yeah, even McCoy,
the Bills make no sense for not trading him.
Yeah, why they
for
didn't
a draft
move
pick.
Him makes no sense. That, and I thought it was going to happen when they said that the
that's why we're a good organization.
Fourth round pick. Yeah,
this is why Howie Roseman still has a job.
Because
Jeffrey Lurie
keeps making moves.
Yes, and
he's never satisfied. I love it.
The best thing that could have happened to him was when Chip Kelly took the reins and how he was able to study how good GMs succeed. There's maybe 5-6 GMs in the league right now that are willing to take chances. You see that with the Rams right now. You see that with the Eagles. There's not many people that are playing chess. Everybody else is playing checkers. They're more reactionary. Howie is... He's proactive. He's taking steps, but he's not doing it with no regard for
the
future.
Not like he used to be aggressive, but it was all just free agency.
Yeah, exactly.
And where now he's being innovative. He's the compensatory picks are huge for him to be more aggressive, but even drafting, look at the rookies that have impacted the Eagles this year. Without a first round pick, you're still getting awesome play out of Dallas Goedert.
Avante Maddox.
The way he's blocking right now is a tight end. Avante Maddox moving to safety, making plays, causing a turnover against the Jaguars this past Sunday. Not just him, but now Josh Sweat's going to get a lot of reps so far at the back end of the season. Josh Adams, an undrafted running back once again, averaging 6 yards a carry in his first real game where he had a significant role against the Jaguars, and he even ran well when they used him a lot against the Colts week 3. So Howie is, he's become the just perfect, he's become the best GM in football, really, when you think about
it. It's hard to argue
that. It's really hard
it.
To, because he's every avenue, and Joe Douglas, too, big part of the talent evaluation when it comes to the draft, of course, and it's going to be tough when he gets a GM job somewhere, which, like you said before the show, is inevitable. But Howie now is great with the salary cap. Mm-hmm. We always knew that. Chip Kelly even knew that. He always just said, like, Howie Roseman's great with the salary cap.
He deals
but
with
that's
the contracts.
What
that's
he
the one
say.
Quote I always remember Chip
But
saying.
I feel like he's gotten better as a talent evaluator and as a trader. Again, like you said, him going away was the best thing that could have ever happened to him, because he's so good now, and we're looking at Golden Tate. And again, even if he walks next year, and say we do prioritize Nelson Aguilar and we want to extend him, you get your you get a compensatory pick in just a year.
Especially,
what do you think about that real quick?
About
so,
those two?
Yeah, because I saw Ben Solak tweet out that he thinks it's very likely that Nelson Aguilar, they move on from him after next year, because they did pick up the $9.3 million fifth-year option. I would much rather extend Aguilar just because of his age. He's only 26 years old, and I feel like he keeps taking a step each year. And I think it's interesting, though, what they're going to do with this, because now you think about it, Tate's another free agent you might want to consider prioritizing. You got Darby as a free agent this year, Brandon Graham, Jordan Hicks, Carson Wentz is going to want to get a new deal. I don't know how it's going to shape out, but it's going to be really interesting, because there's some key players that are on the open market now for the Eagles.
Yeah, we talked about compensatory picks, and I think going forward, that's going to play a huge role.
Because you're going to get some for Darby and Ajayi.
Yeah, right now in 2019, you're looking at about 10 picks. That's huge, because you're going to have to pay Carson Wentz. What's the best way to keep your team going forward and keeping them great? Draft well with a young talent, and let them build around a stud quarterback. You saw that with Seattle the first couple years when they had that young group. They drafted really well, which they kind of fell off towards the end, and that was the demise of the Legion of Boom. But now going forward, you have all these free agents. How he's going to prioritize the ones that he knows he can get the better comp picks for. Who they are, we don't know.
Who would you prioritize? So out of the list,
that's
let me list
so
you.
Tough
going, I know. Let me list you here. Entertain me. List me here. The guys that are free agents right now, who you would prioritize? Ronald Darby, Brandon Graham, Jordan Hicks, Golden Tate. I think it's most realistic to keep Tate, Hicks, and then maybe Graham. But if you're paying Carson Wentz this year, I don't think Brandon Graham's taking a pay cut.
Yeah, that's
you might
have,
you
I'll
might
have to do
Graham.
A deeper dive for that. But the thing that I want to happen is, now that you have Alshon locked up, you're going to have Nelson for another year. Who knows with Tate? They have to bring in a rookie wide receiver that they can develop.
Because I don't think they're keeping both Tate and Aguilar.
No, I don't think that's
going to
happen. But, like I said, they know this problem is going to happen. Every team knows this problem is going to happen. We are in a much better place than the Rams. We're in a much better place than the Dallas Cowboys.
Because even if you lose one of these guys, You have the other one. Because the thing is, paying Aguilar is going to be a problem no matter what. So now you add Tate, you're just going to have him help out this year. He's an option to re-sign if you don't want to pay Aguilar. And like you said, the Rams don't have the draft picks we do to replace these guys eventually. So we're going – it's just the perfect
Could
balance
you
of going all
Dallas?
In now. No,
they just traded
not.
Away a first-round pick. They're For probably going to pay Dak Million $20-plus million a year.
Would you agree Golden Tate's better than Amari Cooper right now?
1,000%. So is Demaryius Thomas, even at their age. Right. Like, what are they trying to accomplish? I mean,
one went for a fourth, one
you
went
have
for
to
a
have
third.
A competent
the worst one of all three went for a first.
It's,
he has the most upside.
It's just because
of
his age, of
course.
Yeah,
he has the most upside. He's only 24.
At the point we are right now, the point Houston is right now, those are two excellent moves. I think you have to take chances. And to see that they didn't stand pat is huge. And they're not just punting on this season. We knew that they had life in them. I still think they're the best team in the NFC East, bar none. I was listening to the Sims and Lefko podcast. I love listening to those guys. Chris Sims, he's great with the NFL.
And I still think they're the third best team in the NFC.
That's exactly what he said. He said the Rams and the Saints, and then he says, I still think the Philadelphia Eagles are the third. Talent-wise, on paper, you cannot look at this team and say that there is a better team than them outside of the Rams and
Saints.
Where's
the hole on this roster?
I still think the Eagles defensively are better than the Saints, 100%.
Yeah.
Pass rush is better.
Where's the hole right now? Is it, I mean, Dexter McDougal, if he keeps playing in the
slot,
but Sidney Jones is coming back eventually. That's why I wasn't upset.
Just depth
some people
at
were
defensive
saying, where
tackle.
Was the, yeah, some people were saying, where was the defensive back move? And I'm thinking to myself, look, Mills and Darby has played better over the past month.
Mm-hmm.
He really has. And Sidney Jones comes back healthy eventually. Rasul Douglas always makes plays when he's on the field. Him and Maddox have been huge to me to convince Howie Roseman, not Jim Schwartz, but Howie Roseman, that they didn't need to go out and add a Clinton Dix. Because those guys have played so well. And when you bring Sidney Jones
you
back,
can't replace Maddox right now. He's got the hottest hand on that defense.
And even in the future, even if Darby leaves eventually, I think Maddox and Mills, one of those guys is going to be your inside guy. One of them is going to be Rodney McLeod's replacement. Mm-hmm. And then you have maybe Rasul on the outside with Sidney Jones. Whatever you want to do, those four guys to me are going to be your core. Or you bring back Darby and one of them is a reserve. So I wasn't really upset that they didn't bring back or bring in a defensive back. I thought it was perfect. I thought a wide receiver was the great move to make. It was either that or running back. I just wanted a playmaker. That's
look at it. Look at these teams that have won Super Bowls. I mean, there's a couple that the defense wins championships. We know that. But look at the last Super Bowl. There was 70-some-odd points scored. What do you need to win in this league?
I don't know.
Points.
I think offense wins championships at this point.
Yeah, at this point, it's starting to
I think
to
the
become,
narrative has changed.
This is starting to become like college football. You could see it in the NBA. Defense is going
and
by
it's
the
not
wayside.
Just offense, but it's passing.
Yes, especially
that's why,
passing.
And again, I wasn't
and Carson's he's completing 71% of his passes. Right. Let him throw the ball. He is so good. Let him get the receivers in space. Let them get some yak. Let him scare defenses. Put the fear of God into defenses. When they see Carson Wentz under center, they say, "Oh man, I don't know how we're going to defend." What secondary right now can defend the weapons that the Philadelphia Eagles have?
It's tough.
Who?
I can't name one.
You cannot. Because there's not one.
The
in
only
the
one, the only again, the only people that are going to beat this Eagles offense is themselves, and that's the only reason
they're
that they're 4-4
yes.
right now. So like, they honestly should be 6-2.
I agree.
So look, in a vacuum, what do they need more? Just pure position based, running back or receiver? I think it was running back. But what is going to make this team better though
receiver.
Overall is not only just a receiver, but a receiver like Golden Tate.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make you better than a running back like anyone they would have added that wasn't Le'Veon Bell or LeSean McCoy, and McCoy might not have even been available, considering the Bills didn't even trade him. It wasn't only they didn't trade him to Philly, but they didn't move him at all. So
I think I
love the move.
A big part of this is that their offensive line, they trust so much. Like, they trust the offensive line to make holes
and they
for
have,
guys
though.
Like Josh.
I mean,
you see
have.
The holes that
Josh
Adams
averaged
hitting?
6 yards a carry last
Ben
week.
Solak is so funny. He says just Josh Adams just plods through open holes. Like, that's what he does. Like, they can make open holes. They're not
easier
like the Giants.
Easier LeGarrette Blount this year.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's what
Dallas
he's going
to
have to evolve into.
You keep Dallas Goedert on the edge blocking the way
he's
has.
So
that's going to help too. So,
yeah, so
I think the move was awesome. Let's take one more break here. We'll wrap up the show recapping the NFL trade deadline. The Eagles trade a third-round pick for Lions wide receiver Golden Tate, who's going to be wearing number 19. And me and Gino walk into the studio today, could not think of a player for the Eagles that wore number 19.
Yeah, our listeners,
right?
if you can,
yeah,
I'm not going to go home and research it, but if you guys can,
who's the best number 19 in Eagles history? At Lockdown Birds, at DiBiase LOE, and at Gino_.
Please let us know, because I'm not doing that research, because that is such an ugly number. But in the spirit of Trader Howie season, we're going to talk
I
about
I love that, by the way. Trader Howie.
Trader Howie. Trader
Howie
Joe's.
Season, Trader
just
Howie, it's great.
Just change the name of Trader Joe's to Trader
Perfect.
Howie. It has
Perfect.
A better tip, rolls off the tongue better. But in the spirit of the end of the trade deadline and moving forward for the second half of the season, we're going to talk about Swap.com, one of our great sponsors. So isn't it crazy how much we pay for brand new clothes? I probably might have to buy a Golden Tate jersey, who knows? But why do we buy kids' new clothes if they outgrow them just in a few months? Wouldn't it be great if there was a place to discover awesome discounts on gently used clothes? Well, there is. Swap.com, the world's largest online consignment and thrift store. Stop driving to the store and sifting through racks. Easily sift through millions of clothes in seconds on Swap.com with easy-to-use filters to find exactly what you need. Over 14 million tons of textiles are wasted each year. Shopping secondhand at Swap.com helps prevent textile waste from polluting the environment, which is something you can feel good about. Swap.com is the world's largest online consignment and thrift store. With Swap.com, you can save on 90% of retail prices on your favorite brands such as Lululemon, Carter's, Nike, who's the official sponsor of the NFL, J.Crew, and Gap. Quality hand-inspected items are added daily, and if something doesn't fit, enjoy hassle-free returns within 30 days. Special offer to our listeners, you'll get 35% off select items on your first order by using promo code LOCKEDON. Plus, find new deals every day on Swap.com's homepage, and in the spirit of the trade deadline, check out Swap.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Lockdown Eagles. Louis DiBiase and Gino Camilleri wrapping up this Tuesday edition of the show, recapping the Golden Tate trade.
With many good traits.
It's a golden trait that Howie Roseman's making deals for guys like Golden Tate. Good save there, Lou. But anyway, so we're wrapping up the show here. And real quick, shout out to the Lockdown Lions host, Matt Deary. He just got an email. He was breaking down the trade as well. And I just get an email. He breaks down Detroit trading Golden Tate. Quote, I do not like it at all. So that makes me feel better is that the Lions guys over there, not very happy that Golden Tate, this can't happen.
He has golden traits.
Golden Tate is on the move. So that's going to do it for today's edition of Locked On Eagles. Gino, what a fun trade deadline.
Yeah,
it was just the first time. I'm used to it with the NBA and the NFL, but this was huge. Five trades with key names, mind you, traded. Demaryius Thomas, Amari Cooper before the trade deadline, Golden Tate, Dante Fowler to the Rams, Ty Montgomery to the Ravens.
For literally a seventh-round pick in 2020. That poor guy.
Which makes me suspicious that story about him actually returning the kick when he wasn't supposed to against L.A. was actually right.
I think it was right.
I think it was.
I think he did it on purpose.
Why give it up for just a seventh-round pick? And then Clinton Dix heading over to Washington. It was a great trade deadline. I think compensatory picks have been huge for that. I think it's made the NFL a lot more entertaining, and it's gotten up to par with the NBA and the NHL when it comes to front office activity. And I feel like that was the one aspect of the NFL that was lacking when it comes to excitement. Because what do we talk about when the NBA season's over? The NBA excitement is still there in the summer because of all the player movement. We're getting that now in the NFL, partially in large part thanks to Howie Roseman and the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm all for this chaotic, aggressive new era of the NFL, not only just like off the field, but they're passing the football more. There's more points being scored. Quarterback plays at its highest. The NFL you thought it couldn't go higher than it was. It's trending upward.
I love trades, any sport. Love it, love it, love it. Makes it so much more exciting. It's like chess. You can just move pieces that can put you over the top. Hopefully this is the checkmate to bring us another Super Bowl.
So we both like the trade, though.
I give it an A+.
I haven't seen a lot of people that don't like
Howie,
it.
Howie, I don't know what his degree was in, but he is an economics
robbery.
Major. He buys low.
He's a degree in robbery.
Sells high. Robs everybody, the best GM in the league right now. We're going to the Super Bowl again, folks.
Michael Bennett for
Lock
a fifth-round pick. Jay
I cannot
for
believe
fourth.
The things he does,
Golden
and he gets
Tate,
away with
Golden
it.
Golden Tate for a
Who
third.
Who picks up the phone when Howie calls? Who picks up the phone?
Golden Tate for a third, and I air quotes for our listeners. I mean, every trade, I can't remember the last time Howie, when was the last bad move Howie's made?
Danelle Pumphrey. We're not even going to talk about
that. And who knows? Maybe that was a Joe Douglas thing.
Yeah, it could have been.
Who knows? All right, that's going to do it for today's edition of Locked On Eagles. For Gino Camilleri, I'm Lou DiBiase signing off. Follow us on Twitter at Locked On Birds, at DiBiase LOE, or at Gino_LOE. We will be back tomorrow. We're going to get deeper into this trade, Gino. We'll get more into it with the bye week. We got more time to dive into it and talk about how this is going to impact the team now and in the future and where they can use Golden Tate. And we'll get into a lot more as we gear up for the bye week, and then coming up right after that, we got Dallas Cowboys week. So
I hope Golden Tate goes for another
can't
two
wait.
Touchdowns,
he's
150
yards. He's one of the Cowboy
yards killers.
He's perfect for this team.
Oh, one last final sentiment. Yeah. This kid plays with grit, and he does not care about rubbing it in their face.
Eagles
he was like DeSean Jackson yeah. was.
Eagles fans
We're
going to
love this guy.
Eagles fans are going to love the
we
way
are
Golden
love
Tate
Golden
is.
Tate.
He's just the character, like the touchdown celebrations, too. Like they were getting going against Carolina again.
Mm-hmm.
With Golden
Dallas.
Tate now, I think that's going to come
There's
up.
There's a video
big.
Of him and Rodney McLeod.
We need a blowout against Dallas
in
2 weeks.
It.
And hopefully Golden Tate has a big role in that. So we will be back tomorrow for all our written content, too. We're going to post some good stuff tomorrow and tonight as well on LockedOnEagles.com. So Lockdown Eagles is the place for you, for your Birds content. And look, it's an exciting time to be an Eagles fan. Thank God they got that win on Sunday so we can enjoy this Golden Tate trade and we can enjoy what could be a great second half of the season. So for Gino Camilleri, I'm Lou DiBiase signing off. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and let's go Birds.
Fly, Eagles, fly.